For kids being raised by members of their families other than their parents, these extended family tree branches present challenges as well as benefits. And they're the topic of a new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Oregon encourages kinship caregivers to become foster parents, which gives them more legal clout and financial benefits. But Pamela Butler, the Child Welfare Policy Manager for Children First for Oregon, says the rules are strict and not many go through with it.
I think you see that a lot with grandparents across the country and in Oregon. Grandparents just take in the kids and they don't get that extra support and they don't get any extra financing because they think that becoming involved in the system would be too much for them, and maybe it might even be sometimes.
Butler says everything from home size to past arrests can interfere with someone's ability to become a foster parent, even for a relative's child. She thinks there ought to be some exceptions made to keep kids with family members when possible. She adds one casualty of the state budget crisis is that Oregon makes little effort to locate family members of kids who are placed in foster care. There have been some successful pilot projects, but she says they run out of money.
You might be in care for a year, and they may have stopped looking for any family for you. And you could have an aunt in, you know, California or an uncle in Utah that is never contacted who has means and would love to take in the child.
The Casey Foundation report says nationwide the number of children being raised by extended family is up 18% in the last decade. It says many kinship caregivers are lower income or retired, making it a financial strain to add young ones to their households. And it recommends that state and federal programs do more to support these caregivers and to let them know about the help that's available. The report is online at AECF.org. For Public News Service, I'm Chris Thomas.